I'm on a mission, y'all. I am on a mission. Uh-huh. Ever since what we recorded last, that you need to freebase life. I want to make this.
What the free?
I'm telling you, extracting the goodness from life is not a dirty word. Okay.
You want to inhale life? You want to smell?
Take it all in. All right. Filtered pureness. And all right.
When y'all start sneezing and coughing from the pollen that you are breathing in, remember,
how does Big Rob get into this?
Said free base life. Big Rob.
Wait, why are we bringing in foreign elements like pollen? We're not talking about that. We're just talking about the goodness. All right.
But that free basing is to inhale. If you inhale life that's air, which has pollen in it.
We're taking this way to Mr. Wizard Science.
Okay.
Wow, nobody even got that reference. That is my age. Does anybody know Mr. Wizard? Anybody?
I know Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill.
Have you seen the new pictures of him?
No.
He did with the New York Times?
No.
Let's see if I can find him.
What's up, y'all? We're 3ABP back in the house. We got Lorenzo, we got Christine, we got Big Rob. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey.
So, when I played, somebody took the instrumental. And this song, the original song is Can I Call You Rose from The Sacred Souls. I was minding my business. I was watching an Instagram reel from a comedian. And she played this. And I was like, what the fuck? So I started looking for it because I was like, wait, I need to hear that whole song.
Yes, the song is right.
I need to hear the whole song. Well, I Shazammed it first because I need to know what it was, right?
Right.
And it came up with Can I Call You Rose? And I was like, this doesn't sound like what I heard because I heard Fuck All You Hoes, not Can I Call You Rose. So that's when I realized, oh, well, somebody just did a parody. And I thought, you know what? That needs to be an intro. Also, the way it kind of cut abruptly because I was trying to fade it out, that just didn't work because it's super short. And by this time, you were already talking about freebasing. So I decided we were going to let this rock. So that just is what it is. But anyway, yeah, we are definitely here. A whole lot to talk about. I guess we can address the fact that some of you tuned in April 1st. And we appreciate you. Once you know, we really do appreciate you. We definitely did our bit for April Fools. You know, we decided to have a little fun with y'all. And we really appreciate y'all. So we got a lot that we are talking about that I promise you, we're going to make it up to you. We're definitely going to make it up to you.
You know what's the funny thing is? I was trying to show somebody one of our episodes who was new to our show, and I completely forgot the April Fool's episode and almost sent him that episode. And it's like, yeah, it's like, wow. How to make sure people don't listen to you again?
Well, here's the funny part. In a way, it kind of did a test for us.
Yeah.
This one, it lets us know y'all really do tune in, and we appreciate y'all. It also let us know that some people just hit play before they even check the description. And this also means that we got to do a better job of making sure we actually promote things for you. Yes. So thank you for that random experiment. Yes. I promise you, we really were just playing April Fools. We knew it was going to be a hiatus. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't actually post it. I thought about it, and with a lot that happened from the bridge collapse just to everything that was in the news, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to do that to him. And I had made up my mind not to upload it. And then, of course, on April Fool's Day, I said, no, upload it.
Yeah.
And
it was needed.
For some of y'all, it probably was a laugh. Some of y'all probably wasn't paying attention. You just realized that later, 30 minutes in, you were just getting ocean waves, random monkey sounds, random chickens, and some AI bot talking about doing push-ups outside the strip club. Also, when I created that script, I just was typing things, and I almost started to follow up with another AI, which would have made it a whole conversation. But yeah, and for some of y'all that are already used to us, I think that was a norm for y'all. If we literally came onto the show and just said, so yeah, I was doing push-ups outside the strip club and some dude in the trench coat walks up to me and, you know, shit happens, I think y'all will take that as our normal discussion that goes on this pod on a regular.
Yeah, that's the tough thing, is it's hard to be abstract and, like, you know, pull like a gotcha to people that listen to us. Mm-hmm. So it's like, this was the only thing we could do.
So maybe we're the April Fool. Joke's on us, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought we could pull one over on our listeners. They're like,
every day is April Fool's.
Yeah, like, oh, wait a minute.
Every episode.
Like, where's your Bitcoin energy, huh? We're used to that. Like, yeah. Damn. Aww.
There's Walter Cronkite is not in the house, y'all.
No. I got a feeling that for our listeners, thing that would have really caught them off guard is if it was some right wing propaganda that they heard.
But we wouldn't
even go that far.
Yeah. There's limits.
Well, there you go.
When you strike certain chords, immediately is when people hear, they automatically paint a picture in their head. Like, if you haven't heard us before and that was the only thing you heard, chances are, unless you're a part of that party, you're not listening to us again.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, I do have to point out something that we noticed over the past couple months now. And I need to put this out there. Louisiana, what is going on? What is up? Because we were paying attention to where, you know, everybody's listening to us from, right? From the U.S., you know, just worldwide. Shout out to our listeners that are all over, but particularly, you know, we got somebody in Quebec. We got somebody in Ontario.
Ooh,
you know.
Wee wee.
And, like, actually, as of recently, we got somebody in Indonesia. We got someone in Czech Republic, you know, and we stay with Canada.
Do people just use VPNs that send them to those other countries?
I was about to ask the same
question. That could
possibly
be that too.
Yeah.
Which, I'll take it.
You're listening, okay?
Yeah, but you know something, I would say Canada, most definite, I feel like we have people that, like, are heavy there. But stateside, that's what we're focusing on. Shout out to Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Yeah, y'all were going in heavy. And it's to a point now that I feel if we ever do some type of podcast tour we got to make Louisiana a stop.
Definite.
You know, of course, a home turf always.
Right.
You know, we're here. But definitely Virginia. Definitely New York. Shout out to North Carolina.
We got to do Florida. For better or worse. We got to do Florida.
Caught up in Star Island BS because of you.
What are you talking about?
Look.
And I hope Dave is still alive down in New Orleans. If you're down there, Dave, I'm going to come see you. You was the best food tour guide ever.
So that right there already says that if we do a show in Louisiana, we got to make sure we block out Tom. Because Chris is going to be like, I'm going on a food tour.
Oh, I will go. I already know. I'll be up in the French Quarter, not on Bourbon Street, because I'm not a hoe. I'll be over in the French Quarter partying with the musicians, and then I'm going to go do my little thing. I'm not going to touch that cemetery. I'm going to go to that donut shop if it's still there, and then I'm going to find some cheap property to buy.
Chris Bourdain, no reservations.
Yes.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain.
Fact.
Yeah, we definitely got a lot of stuff that we are working on.
Can I ask a question?
Check us out on Patreon.
Yeah.
For that scoop. What's up?
Did we cover that bridge collapse?
No, because it happened.
Or it happened in between.
Yeah.
In between, yeah.
Because that really, it's really been weighing on my brain, that mm-hmm. whole thing, because when it came out, I started seeing all these advertisements, like, they tried to paint a picture of if this bridge, this ship hit this bridge and the bridge was dilapidated and something years old and
yeah.
It was structurally it wasn't intact.
No.
That is bullshit.
That is what dear folks, this is physics. That what happened was pure physics, 100%. And that is how bridges are supposed to work. Bridges are, like, I don't know why people think a bridge is supposed to do all this, like, crazy stuff. No, bridges, real bridges designed in the world, not Marvel bridges or DC bridges or Michael Bay bridges, are supposed to come down quickly and fast like that. And that is for safety reasons. If something was to happen, if there was a bomb detonation, it is not meant to be, like, a slow collapse. It's supposed to be a fast, immediate collapse. Also, they hadn't, thankfully, they had enough time to send the Mayday alert, which is the reason why when the bridge came down, there's not as many casualties as it happened, even though we should take a moment of silence for the 6 people that lost their lives. But for real, that is how it's supposed to come down. And also, people, what irks me the most, that thing is 3 football fields long. It is way too long to be for the type of ship it is, how far deep it goes, how much weight it is, going at 9 knots. When you start doing the math, they should be happy an explosion didn't happen and a bridge just came down.
Yeah.
And also to the company that had the thing, stop that. I understand why you're doing the limited liability and trying to get out of it. Just stop that bullshit. Just go ahead and take the L, close your company down, pay those bills, and be done with it.
Yes, because the cost of the new bridge could be at least $400 million.
Yes.
And
Biden said he's going to move heaven and earth.
Well, you know something? While I was looking this up, and thank you for kicking off the conversation, because one of the things I wanted to discuss was the aftermath. And, you know, we already figured politics was going to be just a running topic throughout the year on this pod. But I didn't have us also having to talk about the bridge, which we are, and I feel like this is going to be a running conversation for a bit because of the back and forth that we're seeing. And as I was looking up the article to pull up the cost, because the first article that I saw was literally about how the company that owned the ship was trying to use an old law to save themselves some money and not have to be liable for the damage, when in fact their ship, which lost power, crashed into the bridge, causing casualties.
Yes.
Right? Like, the fact that they're even trying to pull that, it really is like, okay, so you caused a lot of heartache in families. Let's start with that.
Yes.
Never mind how you just affected trade for a city.
Yeah. The country.
The country.
The whole country.
Right. Yeah. So this is what you decide to do? Because some of the things that were always swirling in my head when the news first broke was, yeah, they did this during the wrong time, because that's going to get run with, especially when you start thinking about foreign affairs and the whole nine. I was like, you're really trying to activate the part of the country that we constantly deal with on a regular basis, and you are giving them firepower, and you're doing this during election season. Yeah.
Do we know why it lost power yet?
They have not discussed why it lost power yet. People are trying to still put it back on Baltimore and saying they were rushing them out of port, which is not the case. This was an international ship, so they did not rush. They did their security checks and safety checks. You're not going to leave any port, and ports are controlled by the U.S. government, not by the state, by the U.S. government. You're not leaving any port with any merchandise without going through a proper safety check.
Wasn't it like a Singapore ship?
Yes.
Yeah.
And on top of that, to everyone that wants to say, well, we shouldn't be paying for it, shut up. Interstates are paid for and controlled by the federal government. The issue is how they're managed for, like, maintenance and upkeep. Yes, the government will pay for most of it, but Maryland won't have to put out some money for it. But also, the reason why the government stepped in the way that it did is because this is a major port. This is similar to, like, if something happened down in Houston, they would step in. If something happened down in Florida, California, Virginia.
Yeah.
We have major ports that must be maintained for safety and for economic reasons. So for y'all to sit up here and say, well, look, I don't want my taxpayers. Shut up. Shut up. There is cargo that comes into Baltimore that gets shipped out to the Midwest that you need, such as tractors and farm equipment. There are cars that come in that are leaving the U.S. to go to other countries that come out of Baltimore's port for multiple reasons, not just because, oh, you know, we have a port down in Houston. It's a lot harder to get out of that port in Houston than people think it is. And also on top of that, another thing y'all not going to do up here, you're not going to sit up here and say, well, like, you know, and be disrespectful to these men's families. They have lost loved ones that were supporting families, helping bring people into this country because they lived here. And you're not going to sit up here like easily. No. Get your facts straight and don't be an asshole.
The CBS article that I originally found, it was owner of Dali ship seeks to limit liability in Baltimore bridge collapse. Now, when I actually pulled up the story, the numbers that they were putting it up, and I just want to scroll to this part. It says the following notes that the pending freight at the time of the voyage was an estimated $1.17 million. Under the Limitation of Liability Act of 1851, a ship owner can try and limit the amount they have to pay if their ship is involved in the accident to the value of the ship. Right now, keep that in mind. 1.17 million. And you remember when I was sharing the article with y'all, I was like, okay, let me also check a different source because this is wild. And we found that there were some more numbers going in the AP article. And I had to look because before I found the AP article, I said, okay, how much is it going to cost to get Baltimore a brand new bridge? Right. So, according to, AP News, rebuilding Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge could take anywhere from 18 months to several years, experts say, while the cost could be at least $400 million or more than twice that, right? So if you're trying to pull an act from 18 whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Methuselah, okay? You are literally trying to say, hey, that bridge is probably going to cost y'all $400 million. I got a cool $350.
yeah.
Right? $3.50. That's what you can get. Like, to me, the fact they're doing that, in my head, I literally was like,
it shows what you're about.
You know, so y'all are trying this. And if certain people in the government decide that they want to run with this, and then suddenly foreign affairs is looking real sketch, you're bringing that on yourself. Thankfully, though, we're seeing people step in. But I want to get back to what I saw as I was bringing up this article. Apparently, Mitch McConnell is saying that, the federal government is going to pay for the joint. And I'm like, wait a minute, Mitch, who? But yeah. Moscow, yeah. Mitch? Yeah. Wait, what? Yeah, because I was like, oh, I know this eclipse happening tomorrow, because I did Mitch not just read that.
No, but again, this is how federal systems work, and the interstate is, because it is in the interstate, it's not like it's a Maryland bridge that we built. It is literally an interstate. Interstates are controlled by the federal government.
Yeah.
They are in charge of the building and construction of it. So yes, the federal government will pay a majority, if not all of it, and they are also going to get their money back from that shipping company. Now, the difference is the maintenance and how it's used. So I don't remember if the Francisco Scott Key Bridge was a toll bridge. So if it's a toll bridge and the federal government does it, it might not be a toll bridge anymore.
I thought most bridges had tolls of some sort.
Yes, and recently, like within like the last 30 years, but before like 1990, it all depends on who built it first. If the state built it first, that's why we have a whole bunch of tolls going north. And yeah. if you let the federal government build it, and that's why there were no tolls on it. If you think about it, so just think about how 95 works. When you go south on 95, you don't really hit a whole lot of tolls. But when you go north on 95, it is tolls galore because they have to recoup that money they put out to build it.
Yeah, yeah. It was built in 77, too, and it was in fair condition.
Yeah, and also with the 18 months, and a lot of people, I had a battle people with this conversation, it should take 18 months to build a bridge. More than that is great, but 18 months is a standard bridge being built, especially with the technology and everything we have nowadays.
I like how everyone on social media suddenly became an architect.
An engineer.
Right.
An architect. Physics. I was like, y'all were failing physics. I know this because y'all cheated off my test and I got an A and you got a C because you didn't see me make that correction to the equation, idiot.
I'm just glad that it's hard, you know, you were talking about Mitch McConnell. It's hard. This is one of those things where everybody can get together on it because it's hard to angle it one way or another. They tried. I remember hearing something where they were trying to, bring in immigrants or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I didn't catch that because, honestly, there was so many conspiracy theories and everything that was arising that I was like, I checked out. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go over here. The only thing that I really was waiting for, shout out to Knowledge Fight, was when they were going to talk about Alex Jones' reaction to it, and that's what I was waiting for.
Oh,
because I knew that shit was coming. I literally was like, yup, let me see. I was like, okay, yep, Friday episode, I guarantee you they're going to post about it because he's going to say something. And shout out again to Knowledge Fight. Listen to them. And like our listeners are smart. You know, we like to go with the news. We don't get into conspiracies or anything like that. Although
I do.
I like conspiracies, but I also like pointing out the shit that's happening.
Yeah, this right is
depends effects on the conspiracy.
Yeah, I think when we do it, it's we're having fun with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and if anyone else tells
me, I do have. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know if anyone else tries to tell me this was Diddy's way of getting out of being raided. Y'all can go stub your toe on a rusty nail and forget to get your tetanus shot in 3 weeks, and then deal with lockjaw.
So, want to point this out.
Yes.
That when it comes to conspiracy theories and it comes to debunking things.
Yes.
On this show, we have a lot of fun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have something new to talk about because we witnessed something on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to switch some gears because let me tell you how I deleted Twitter. Like I talked about in that Patreon, go subscribe, $2, get bonus content, and you're definitely going to want to make sure y'all subscribe this year. I'm telling you, we got plans. Anyway, Friday night, because everybody's worried about the eclipse. Also, apparently, locust this summer. I gotta find it, but yeah! I'll let if you want to find that article, you can talk about it. Apparently, next to locusts, and then the eclipse was happening tomorrow.
Two sets of locusts are coming out this summer.
People are literally wondering if it is the end of the world.
It is. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, and I feel fine.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all this. Please, this is not a pop thought. I'll leave that for Rob. But I will say this. Live every day to the fullest. If you're listening to this podcast and it happens to be Monday post-eclipse, thank you for listening. We will definitely be doing more recordings. Also, please don't ask Alexa if it is the end of the world. Don't do it.
Not in sincerity.
Just don't do it. Because hey, I prompt. Huh? What? What? What are you doing right now?
It says September 24th.
September 24th of this year.
Yes. Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Al.
Yeah, I just get tired. You know,
Big Rob can't take this podcast anywhere. So anyway,
what?
We designated you as the leader.
I don't know where you're getting this from, okay? We're not going to put that on me, okay? I told you, we split the pie three ways.
We do, but when it comes down to important decisions, Big Rob has been designated.
No.
Okay, well, fine. That's still a democratic state around here, and all three of us have to weigh in. That's always been the rule. To that, somebody that I know who I'm not going to embarrass them, literally asked Alexa if tomorrow, the 8th, was the end of the world. And I commented under this person's status because I'm like, look, Alexa is on crack. Stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Alexa's on crack.
Yeah. Also,
remember, Alexa wasn't born in and of herself. It was made by us. So whatever, you know, somebody, I mean, every day is the end of the world anyway, according to people.
Wait, if Alexa's on crack, then what is Siri on?
I don't know. I don't know. Methamphetamines?
Is Siri freebasing?
I was about to say it. You said it before I could.
Damn it. Freebase Life is the name of this daggone title. Gosh. I'm still going to start writing this shit now, so all I have to do is post it.
But I wanted to say kind of what you were already saying. And, you know, most people know this. Tomorrow is not promised. Okay? So it's like I've said before on this podcast, before we get on the air, I say a prayer to myself, you know, to be able to deliver, you know, to be honest and true with myself,
mm-hmm.
and do this podcast as if it's my last day on earth.
Oh, what? Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm serious right now. I say a prayer, and I say that every single podcast, you know, before we get on the air, because we don't know when the end of the world is going to be. It could be tomorrow. It could be in a few seconds. We don't know. But my point is, it shouldn't matter. What matters is your quality of life right now. What are you doing right now to improve your life or just to make your life better? Hopefully, you have that mind state of not, you know, wanting to waste life. And I don't mean waste life as in, you know, you're taking care of yourself by just being still or just relaxing. That's not wasting life. That's actually quality life too.
Mm-hmm.
But just keeping perspective on things that, you know, you don't want to, you know, you just want to appreciate, you just want to appreciate life in general, and you don't have to do too much.
No.
You know what I mean? But just, you know, don't worry about when the end of the world is coming, because if you look at the news and media enough, it's every single day, because people want you to live in fear every single day, because fear sells.
Fear, it does, which it shouldn't.
You know, it's like you don't make sales if everything is happy. And the perfect example I was thinking of yesterday when I was traveling downtown and I was looking at a street when the Freddie Gray riots happened.
Right.
And then like a week or so later, Like, there was, like, all these people assembling downtown, and all the newscasters came down because they were ready to, you know, record the war. They wanted right. to see more buildings get smashed. And then instead of that, it was people that were celebrating.
Right.
It was people that were, you know, it was like a parade. People were trying to have fun. They were trying to express themselves and show that we could all get along. Man, them news that newscast cut quick off that.
Yeah.
Quick. It's like, oh, man. What? People are showing love? Man, all right. We now return to your regularly scheduled program already in progress because we don't have time because nobody wants to see us be happy. It has to be the end of the world. We have to live in fear. And that's what's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. It's very sad. And I think that also goes even back to commentary we had regarding social media, how you have people just on there with negativity.
Yeah.
You know, like there was somebody that I followed that she just, you know, wanted to share her story that you know, she was down bad at one point and she met the love of her life, they got married, and every day she was celebrating. But you had people that would come at her crazy, like, "Oh, why are you telling your business?" Just being negative. And my thing is, when you have that type of energy and you go at people for being successful, mm-hmm. when somebody is achieving something and the first thing that comes to mind in your head is that it's not real or that it's fake, it's more of a reflection of you than it's them,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I feel like when somebody is like, "Hey, I started my own business," you know, somebody's like, "Oh, well, it's not easy to start the business." Okay, like, yes. Like, things are challenging, but you're never going to get ahead if you don't start somewhere.
Yes.
If somebody is like, "Well, y'all got a podcast. Why would y'all do that? Because podcasts right now, people looking silly, da 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 da." Because now podcast is one of the biggest things, thanks to certain podcasters out there, that people use as an insult. Like,
yeah. Take the mics away from them.
Take the mics away. Oh gosh, that guy, somebody hurt his feelings. He's going to go start a podcast. Yes, that's why 3ABP started, because we were walking down the street and somebody told us we will never be successful. And we got mad and we started our first episode bitching about it.
But in reality, it started because, you know, he was knocking Fresca. Fresca started the podcast.
Okay, hold on. Fresca didn't necessarily start the podcast. Fresca got us in the conversations that it was like, you know, we should start one because here we go. Honestly, because of the fact that we are very, you know, diverse and taste and things like that, y'all are probably going to see more content from us that will be entirely about different subjects. It may not necessarily be under 3BP. We've been talking about that.
Oh, yes.
But imagine if we decided that we were going to let somebody's negativity actually get to us. Shout out to the person that gave us 1 star, because yeah, that really hurt our feelings.
Hey, boo. Hey.
Right, we love you.
Thank you. I just wanted to say one thing. There's someone out there that we mutually know. They're about to start their business. Just know, I am paying for their ad space. Once they launch it, I am paying for an ad space on our podcast so we can promote their business.
Okay.
Yeah.
You already know how we get down. Because we actually did try to start... We actually did try and start a program where we were going to shout out like small businesses and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And we're still always about that. And just, I know getting in touch with us, if you don't know us personally, can be tough. But we're gonna work on that. It's a lot of things. Because I think as we grow, we've always wanted people to grow with us.
Right.
You know, so we shout out everybody that has basically been a punk, you know, subscriber to our Patreon. If you actually just listen to us every time, we appreciate it. Look, especially those that y'all listen to the April 1st episode. Y'all have my undying love. I mean that.
Right?
Like, I really fuck with y'all because the description alone go back and look at it. I promise you. Any other time, listen, I'll be hating when we got to come up with descriptions on the shows. I hate it. And now I'm about to start getting lazy, and y'all about to start getting these trending ass topics and these descriptions. Because
you
did
a really good job, by the way. I really enjoy reading them.
Oh gosh,
I think you do really well.
We are definitely going to be hiring our social media and program editor for that shit. You can best believe it. But I try. But this time we're turning it up, and I think it's going to be a segue. This is going to be a segue, because usually when we talk about certain things, we don't always mention it because we know certain people getting their feels. But it's probably getting high time that the gloves have to come off.
Can I be going to villain mode, Chris?
You're about to go into villain mode because we're about to talk about a lot of shit. So, you know, the past good fuck all this majority of this year, we've been real music heavy.
We have.
On this pod.
We have.
Yeah.
To those of you that are in your feelings, no offense, your feelings don't pay your bills. Your feelings don't pay anybody's bills. Your feelings do not pay my bills. So though I want to respect your feelings and honor your feelings, you are not someone who I trust or want to do for. So keep your feelings to yourself, okay? Thank you.
All right. I think because we definitely got a couple of articles. There's actually one story I want to follow up on, but because I feel like this one, what we're going to get into, is probably going to take the majority of the time.
The cicadas are coming.
Ah, gosh. Yeah, so I'm trying to. Okay. So yeah, let's get this out the way. So, yeah, tomorrow we got the eclipse. Or if you're listening, today's there's the eclipse. If you're for those who listen on Monday, part of me wants to actually release this on Monday.
Okay.
But I'm not because, well, we did hit y'all at the beginning of the fucking week with April Fools.
So
again, disclaimer, if you're listening to this during the eclipse, after the eclipse, hey, we're glad you're here, glad you're still rocking with us. We're all here, let's keep it moving.
Yes.
But we do have to talk about the fact there's apparently cicadas with STDs.
Yes.
How
look, you remember, because I shared that global warming article where they're talking about now they want to try to block out the fucking sun. Right?
Yeah.
Listen, Mother Nature's got shooters, okay? Mother Nature has shooters. And I'm saying this now because I feel as though for a while, Mother Nature has just been like these humans. They fucking it up. It's time to hit.
How do bugs... How are bugs advanced enough to get syphilis or whatever it has?
I mean, well, this is biology. So what usually happens is you have parasitic, fungal, and other types of infections that infect zoonotic animals. Bugs, birds, all of that. So some of these cicadas have been in the ground for long periods of time. Due to global warming, they have a fungus that they are infected with. The fungus can then, because guess who's going to get nice and plump and fat from these cicadas? Birds. The birds are going to end up getting infected, if they're not careful, with this fungus that can cause them to hallucinate and see other things that's not there and cause them to kill themselves and hurt themselves. So, yeah.
So The Last of Us.
Yes, animals. This is a real thing, and that is on USA Today. The cicada zombie fungus that could be deadly for 2024 breed, and then on Fox 5 DC, zombie cicadas, insect STDs can cause hallucinatory effect on birds that might eat them.
So I have a knowledge question that I'm ashamed I have to ask.
Oh, but no, go
for it. I'm gonna ask it anyway. What is the difference between a cicada and a locust?
I think, well, let me look that up because I...
That's a good question because I just realized time. I said...
Because you were talking about the locust and then locust. We mentioned cicadas. Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Listen, both of them need to be stomped out. But
I mean, I think they're both in the same group. It's just locusts a year around. You always get like locusts around the year. Cicadas are more specialized. So you get them every 13 or 17 years.
That's what I keep hearing, but then it's like 3 years past and like, like, hey, they're back. Like, what?
Yes.
I thought it was just like.
So you have different levels of cicadas and katydids, but like, in like, okay, so cicadas are known for their regular emergence annually or cycles, 13 or 17 years. Their ability to produce a distinct buzz, buzzy droning sound. Locusts are a type of grasshopper known for sometimes traveling in swarms and devouring plants in a large cell. Still, cicadas are sometimes referred to as locusts. So locusts are completely different. They look different. They look more like a grasshopper when you see it. Cicadas have those big red bug eyes.
Okay.
So you'll get locusts.
So which one is the one that leaves the shell? That leaves the shell behind? The cicadas.
Cicadas leave shells behind.
I swear the cicadas were here like 2 or 3 years ago.
They were. But they come in intervals. So you have 13 years and 17 years for these type of cicadas. Then you have the ones that come every 3 to 4 years. And you do have some annual ones, but those are not very well documented.
So if they're, all right, so if we have varying types, then the fact that they come every 7 or 13 years doesn't really mean anything, because there's other ones that come in a shorter amount of time. So
yes and no. Like, they're on cycles, because that's what the evolutionary development, they're in cycles. So yeah, it doesn't feel like, oh, why are we worried about it? It's like, so like if we had a cycle in 13, let's say 13 years ago, we had a whole bunch of cicadas.
Yeah.
The whole country didn't have that 13-year cicada. So another part of the country, 4 years later, would have a 17-year cycle pop up. And then it comes back to the 13-year cycle, and okay, then back to the 17. Now, the way that everything is designed, every few, I would say centuries, or every few years, well, mainly centuries, I believe, you get the 13 and 17 that link up. So you'll have both sets of cicadas out and about at the same time.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Look, all I know is I want to eat one.
What?
Because
you want? He wants a chocolate covered cicada.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I heard you can eat them. So
you can.
Yeah.
I mean,
the STD free ones. You know.
Well, yeah, but okay. So listen. I had to pause the music. I don't make sure I unpause it, because we've been slacking on the music playing in the background. Here's my problem. You ready?
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Here's my problem. We have a conversation about zombie cicadas that have a sexually transmitted fungus, right?
Okay. All right, I see where you're going.
And we're talking about how this happens, biology and things of that nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chris is hipping us to this, right?
Right.
And you follow up on how you want to eat one.
He's going to cause a zombie apocalypse.
We had a whole ass motherfucking episode, okay, a while ago, where I had to explain. I think that might have been Patreon. That's why you should subscribe. $2. I'm telling you, content. We had a whole episode, okay, about how if you turn into a zombie,
mm-hmm,
all right,
hit one to the chest,
I am not afraid to take you out. I mean, because, like, bro, I would try to keep you in the cage, but we seen how that work. Okay, look, and that brings me to a rant that I forgot last time. Y'all seen Last of Us, okay? You can't be keeping motherfuckers in the cage. Eventually, motherfuckers get out, okay? So, like, just gotta go. Like,
look, brother. I need protein. That's
brother,
all I know.
There's so many protein. Fucking things for you to eat protein.
But why
are you trying to be the motherfucker? No, how are you black and you are the one, you are deciding to go ahead and do some shit that's going to have all us fucked up in the game? Bro, no.
Look,
no.
Just
no,
get the warning signs.
No,
I mean,
no.
I read enough Ranger Rick books when I was like a kid.
No.
You
know, no.
Yeah,
just
remember
no.
Ranger Rick?
Just no. I need one of y'all listening to go ahead and run this back and let me know how many times I actually said no. The first person to actually, it's get at 3ABP, okay, .com, or hit us up on our socials, okay? And just let me know how many times I said no. While telling Rob not to do the thing.
So look.
You will get $50.
So look.
The first person that actually hits us up.
Okay, that's cool. So here's what I'm saying, man.
You also got to make sure you leave us a 5-star rating. You can't just be.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. Yes, definitely.
All right. So back to the bullshit. How? Look,
all you need to do, all right, is get that
surviving. I knew I should have bought that Nerf gun yesterday.
Get that Surviving with Bear Grylls guy, right? All right, he's going to be with you. All right, he's going to be in the forest or wherever
they're
at.
I'm going to tell your mama.
All right, And then he'll be like, don't eat the ones with the three white dots on its back because right. that has the gonorrhea. All right, we don't want to eat the gonorrhea cicada. We want the pure
Even
one.
Though there's a lot of people out there that be eating gonorrhea. I just don't understand how they do it.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know. See, but that just proves my point that I'll probably be okay. There's a high percentage that I won't turn into a Last of Us zombie by eating a herpes cicada.
We have Cooking with Cicadas, the Cicada Cookbook, Cicada Madness, how to utilize this delicious treat. A Tale of Two Broods.
I had a cicada wine before.
Did it take 17 years to age?
I don't know. I imagine in my head that they grounded up a whole bunch of cicadas with some grapes and somehow made it, but in reality, I think...
Oh, they might have filtered it through. Instead of using gelatin, they use a cicada, like, grounded it up and used the cicada grounds to, like, filter the wine through.
That's what I want to imagine, but in reality, it was probably just a marketing scheme where they just wanted to sell their semi-sweet red, and they just put a bug on the label. And it worked, too, because I bought it. But, you know, it's
ooh, cicada is made using Grenache. The wine is a soft tannin big wine with a hint of cherry. The name comes from the singing insects that are famous into the area.
There we go.
No, they did not use real cicadas.
There we go, L. See, it's in it's already been bottled and labeled, man.
Cicada Rouge by Chante Seguel, Vie de France. Cicada Rouge by Chante Seguel for Vie de France that combines fresh, ripe red berries with notes of forest floor and subtle spice.
Yeah, Negro, we popping cicadas out here. Yeah.
Popping bottles in the air.
Popping cicadas. Ladies and gentlemen, Lorenzo has left temporarily. He's going into his armament.
Oh no.
I don't know what he thinks he's about to do. I mean, you know, just all right. So I see something that looks like a Glock 14 now, and he's coming back to the desk. I feared for my life. You know, but this isn't, you know, this isn't the mockumentary yet, man. So I don't know what you're doing, you know. Is that a statement? I mean, what we doing, man? What's the energy here?
The meme. Stop this shit. Stop this shit.
It's the meme.
We are not about to have no motherfucking Last of Us shit happening.
God,
do you know how many motherfucking shivs a person has to make?
God,
have you seen
I'm
that
hungry.
Shit? No,
I'm
have you played The Last of Us? Have you played The Last of Us?
I actually haven't.
Okay.
Want you now.
Okay.
But
so listen, you
I
had to keep
series.
A shiv around. Right. Okay. Well, you always had to keep a shiv around because you got the ones that you can't take them out unless you got a shiv. Because once they get up on you, if you ain't got a shiv, you're automatically dead. So you always had to have a shiv in case one got a hold of you. All right. And you about to have me outside chopping the motherfucking tree down on some lumberjack shit or going to Home Depot, okay, to buy a whole bunch of wood to make some damn shivs.
I think
all
I
right,
just solved
now the
problem.
Only reason he
no, okay.
Now that I think
you
about it,
them.
No,
that's
now
all
I
you
think
do.
About it, you keep a good M-Tech knife and you're good to go. So now I gotta go and buy up all the M-Tech shit. Just in case, because you decide you want to go ahead and become some super kind of creature by eating a ST. You're going to be like some kind of monster and you're going to have a sexually transmitted disease. How are you losing twice?
I mean,
how are you trying to take the L twice?
All this is alleged.
I only take one L. And that's the one in my name.
This is 100%
you are
alleged,
trying to just
okay?
double and triple up. Alleged right. my ass.
Alleged.
I already told on you.
All right.
Nah.
Did you hear the John Oliver joke where he was like, millennials already got to take three L's? And it's like, dang.
Yo.
We do. We got to take three L's.
I'm glad I'm Gen X.
You taking the same L's we are, sir. Don't do that.
I am not an 80s baby.
I can't wait to stop.
Moving on. Let's move on.
I can't.
Hey!
Ah! What'd you say?
I think I can. I don't know. I don't know.
It's not loaded.
It's yeah.
It is a airsoft gun, y'all. Chill. I would not actually injure my co-host. But when the shit go down, no, I really wouldn't. I ain't trying to get sued. Please. We got the same lawyer.
Right, I was about to say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, that would be the funniest case ever. No offense.
Yeah, because we got to see who's going to pay him the most money. He went out of good conscience. He's like, I'm not touching that. But no! This is my problem. Before we get into the next topic, okay. I need people to understand that you can watch a movie or read a comic and then apply that shit to real life. There are people that literally think, oh, well, that wouldn't really happen, because a friend of mine posted about how AI, it's getting to a point where it's like, hey, we should be concerned because everywhere you look, AI is all over the place, right?
Facts. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, it's like nobody ever seen Terminator. You think nobody ever seen Terminator movie and shit, right?
Or iRobot. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. So some asshole really tries to come under the post and make fun of him and make fun of me. Now, my friend saved his ass.
Oh, good.
And got rid of him because I was already responding because I'm like, hey, so comics, video games, all that stuff, sci-fi. Usually, yes, it's all entertainment, but it also can be used as a form, of communication.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. It can also have a story,
right,
that you literally can apply to current events. Facts. Sometimes things in games are actually inspired by current events. But, hell, the new Dragon's Dogma game,
right,
will literally have you in your coughing bag from when COVID was going on, right, and you heard one person cough and you looking at them like, motherfucker, what's going on?
Well, like, it's always been said in the science fiction community, science fiction is just science fact that has yet to come to pass, because everything is you have to base it in something. It's, and also, like, I think I told you I used to play a game called Plague, where I get to create like viruses and stuff.
I used to play that.
Yeah, yeah. How many times?
I think I played that too.
So like, it's really funny when I talk to my coworkers, because we work in areas like this, and they were like, how long did it take you to destroy the world? I said 30 minutes was the longest. The shortest amount of time was 15 minutes, because you know how it works. So you, when you hear something like COVID, I'm like, oh nah, like that's real. Like, when you design it the way COVID was designed, if they didn't do the shutdowns when they did, we one out of the three of us would not be here right now. Facts. With that also being said, I was going to say something, I forgot.
Wanted to add, there is a real, I forget which company it's named after, but there is either a real life Cyberdyne Systems or a real life Skynet Systems.
Oh yeah,
that is into robotics.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that you are seeing a lot of stuff that you would have been able to pull in any sci-fi film, anime, or whatever,
yep,
and you're seeing some of it come to fruition. Like, all right, case in point, what is Black Mirror, right?
Yeah.
When Black Mirror had that one episode where people were checking, like, your social score and all
that?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that is actually a real thing. It's actually a real thing. And a lot of people were like, oh, well, no, that can't happen. The people that think shit like this can't happen are always the first ones to get got.
Right. And they had it on an episode of Orville. They had it on an episode of Star Trek. Oh, that was it. So me and my coworker were talking, and I had an existential crisis because we were talking about AI. And I was like, AI is doing everything that I thought humans were supposed to be able to do. AI is supposed to be doing data entry, and I should be making art. But no, AI is making the art and doing all this cool stuff. And what am I doing? Data entry. I am pissed. This is not the future they sold me on. Also, y'all better get used to eating cicadas, because if the global warming is taking out the stuff like it is, y'all need to go collect some and just get used to it. Get that cicada cookbook and learn how to saute some cicadas and just, you know, hope that they're not the diseased ones.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I have to give it to Big Rob. He might be right.
I'm ready to eat.
I'll find you a chocolate covered grass. No, I'll find you a chili infused grasshopper for you to get.
I want to eat the scorpion now. I hear they got scorpions.
If our ratings go up on episodes, I think we should have a tier. I tell you what, I like this. If we, between now and the end of the year. I said the end of the year for y'all that's panicking. The end of the year go up in Patreon subscribers. And we'll say a cool 20. We'll say a cool 20. Rob, I'll chip in for you to get a chocolate covered cicada and eat it live. Video.
You know, so I appreciate that. I like that. Unfortunately, I don't think it's not that big of a thing, though, because,
you know, okay, you're not going to sit here on the show, talk about eating one and all this.
I mean, I'll eat one, but I already know what's going to taste like. It's just going to...
You're going to eat one.
Look, I'm happy to.
You're going
to
eat one.
You're pointing the gun at me, but...
You're going to eat one.
I voluntarily eat one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, just, we can go down to Bethesda.
I just want you to say...
Can I put cayenne pepper on it? Like, you some can do whatever you seasonings want. On it instead of the
you
chocolate?
You can do whatever you want, as long as you eat it.
Okay.
All right, cool.
It's going to taste good, too.
Cool.
And then you'll eat one, too, right?
No.
I mean, because, you know.
No.
You know, we're supposed to lead by example.
No. Well, you're the leader. You're the leader.
Stop it. Stop calling me the leader.
All right, so also, let me stop. I know this is a toy, but still, let me not do that. I get weird about it.
When she reopens, I'll see guns if we can do a special
people,
order.
Guns don't kill people. Kills people.
Okay, first of all, no.
Oh, this
it just sounded good. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
So, thank you for listening to 3ABP.
Oh, my gosh.
I have no idea.
We've been trying to move on, too. Yeah,
that just happened, but...
I'm just trying to get us more folks on Patreon. $2. $2 a month, y'all.
I need to eat breakfast. My bad, y'all.
You didn't eat breakfast?
Aw. I did eat breakfast, but it was like those Belvita wafers.
Oh,
that you had, you know, it's like survival food.
Well, we definitely want to move on because we got a lot to talk about. So Chris, I'll put this in because we definitely got another pod to record, you know, later. So there's some topics I know we can save, but the biggest thing is because we started talking about it, so let's hop in. Music. It's a lot going on.
Yes, I'm listening. I'm ready. I'll behave.
Are you?
Listen, I got.
Are you, so I guess let's pause this for a moment. So, on Friday, J. Cole released the album, and on that album is a response to Kendrick, who
like that,
yeah, who basically on Future and Metro Boomin's album,
yeah,
he decided to address something that was said in first person shooter,
yes,
right,
which I already had an issue with.
So should we just go ahead play a little bit of Cole, and then we can hop in. And I'm sorry, because preparation wise, actually, I feel like really we should play it all. But I got some comments on here, so we ain't got it. But we're gonna play a little bit of 7 minute drill. All right, this one got everybody in a tizzy, and then we're gonna talk about just this whole thing, especially coming from the fact that everybody's here has heard many of diss tracks, even our listeners. I'm pretty sure if you go back and think of any beefs that you saw, anything you heard audio, probably got some opinions about this like we do. But again, you know, we'll get there. So let's play it.
Light work, like it's PwC, it's a cold world. keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in the veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front up the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars, not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me.
So, Kendrick. Finger slip. So Kendrick, when he got on that track with Future, Metro Boomin's joint.
Yes.
He responded to First Person Shooter.
Yes.
Right? People were calling for responses.
They were
calling for responses. So J. Cole released a surprise album.
Mm-hmm.
Right, called Might Delete This Later.
Mm.
And he goes in on Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pointing at his discography, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we ain't going to play a whole song, but you go and listen. And for some of you, most of you, I'm thinking a lot of you already heard it and have already played it back to back a few times, just, you know, checking it. He takes aim at Kendrick's discography.
Mm-hmm.
And this, of course,
he tries to pull a Jay-Z takeover on it.
Yeah, he did.
Poorly.
But what ends up happening is, of course, this gets the conversation going. Some people are already saying J. Cole 1-0. And there's other people who, you know, essentially is like, all right, that was mid, blah, blah, blah. And I gotta say that after listening to, and I'm gonna go find it while we talk, after listening to what Kendrick said, to me Kendrick actually wasn't dissing, he was talking shit. My perspective.
Right That's what I was about to say. But as well,
J. Cole comes out where this is, you know, more direct, and this is actual diss.
Did I send y'all the video about someone breaking down how they probably been having tension since they first met each other?
No, but okay. I, you know, something,
I think egos get it in the way,
but
it's wild because it's honestly wild because I'm looking at this and thinking, did Cole buy into,
yes,
social media hyping up something?
No, he brought into, listen, I won't go ahead and say, he brought into whatever Drake BS Drake has, and let me tell you, you can't have
the real target.
No, here's the thing, and this is what I've been thinking about, tyranny. You can't have tyranny without being complacent. J. Cole was complacent with Drake and made First Person Shooter. That rubbed Kendrick Lamar the wrong way. One, y'all are idiots. Not you, not y'all too, but the people who keep putting Kendrick on verses are not idiots. Y'all are asking for trouble. Every time you put Kendrick on a verse, he's going to take a shot. He's going to do he's going to talk shit, because that's what hip hop is. You are bravado. You're giving it all you got. He's already said on Control, a Big Sean song that was like 10 years ago now. He said, you are all my boys, but I'm coming for your necks. I'm hoping your fans never remember your name. I'm going for you. And he named all of them. And when you look at them, only half of, where's the J Electronica's album? Okay, where's Wale's at? Wale, you need to come out with this album. Wale, I know you chilling watching Love is Blind and The Ultimatum. You need to come back. It's safe now, because we need you. But anyway, how many songs y'all gotta put Kendrick Lamar on where he tells you that this is rap, this is hip hop?
Yeah,
I like you outside of here, but when we get in this booth, your name is Mud and your mama ain't Ish. How many times? How many times?
Yeah, it's part of the, you know.
And Drake wants tyranny because he refuses to answer back. He goes to his little show. You know, I heard someone calling my name in a song, and you know, I ain't gonna address the BS. I'm above that because he wants tyranny, because he wants to control it with words and not rap, because he ain't got no rap skills. Yeah, I said it. Drake ain't got no rap skills, and I don't care what no one says.
I was reading comments online that were funny. It was like, yeah, Drake hasn't responded yet because his ghostwriters haven't caught up. Yeah, people been taking shots, but I see it the same way you do, L. Like, to me, this isn't even a beef yet.
Yeah,
it's not even a beef yet. It's not even, you know, two people going back and forth. It was like Kendrick was kind of testing the waters,
right?
Like you said, he was just kind of, you know, it was kind of like a teasing, you know, let me slap you upside the head.
He did,
you know,
it on ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
That song, I like Big, but I like the, that song, I can't think of the name of it.
Okay.
He did it on Big Sean's song. He's done it on Metro and Future Boomin'. He did it on another song. And on top of that, you talking about his discography, homie. You had a whole, apparently, there are tracks that him and Kendrick rapped on together. Tracks. They have songs together. They was going to drop an EP similar to what Drake and Future did.
Yeah.
And 21 Savage and Drake did, where it was a combo EP. And apparently Kendrick blasted him on every song, and he never released it. So, what you really saying? Because if you ain't scared, drop the tracks. If you bodied him, drop the tracks. You did an EP together, and you didn't release it, and you're going to say, oh, it was contractual for issues, or is it because Kendrick's a better rapper than you? Listen, I think J. Cole is amazing. I think he has great business savvy. I think he's very intelligent, and I think he let Drake gas his ass up, because I would have been like, Drake, he talking to you. Me and Kendrick is cool, and even if this is a rap beef, yeah, diss, and then going after that man's discography, and going to say, oh, Grammys don't mean anything. Who else said Grammys don't mean anything? Drake. Drake said that.
See, I think we're looking at this wrong, though, because we're trying to fact check what J. Cole said, and it's not even, you see, the thing about these battle rap beefs is it's not necessarily whether it's true or not. It's the fact that he said it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it could be true, or it's left to opinion or conjecture, so it doesn't even matter. But my point is, his response wasn't even like J. Cole's response was just a warning shot to me of what could come if Kendrick wants to respond back. I think if Kendrick responds back to him off of the 7-minute drill, then I think Cole will actually do a more full throated, you know, declaration of war.
I hope so.
That's that shit that get you put up at the station. And the model's still the same. I'm sorry, can we skip over Future's part, please?
Oh my god.
I don't mean to be picky or anal. I just, you know, he's not really saying anything.
That's why they had to put Kendrick on the song.
Yeah. Listen.
Here it is.
Listen, I'm just gonna let this rock out, because first and foremost, things were getting on my nerves when I was trying to go ahead and skip to the part so we could just play. And at this point, I'm just like, all right, let's.
I think it's at 2:15 or 2:22, but whatever.
It's 2:15. These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, that's straight. I'll hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Drake. J. Cole. Yeah, get up with me. fuck sneak this and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. Both of them. Flash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. Just Drake. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just both of them. Me. Nigga, boom.
So, to me, I hear that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a to me, this was a response. It was more so like a one shot. It was really shit talk. It's like, okay, so I heard you.
Well, I said J. Cole was the warning shot.
Well, J. Cole was, yeah, I agree with that. J. Cole was a warning shot, but I'm specifically pointing out that if you go and you listen to First Person Shooter, you know, and maybe this is just me, but I feel like with Cole's so much where he was like, all right, so, you know, he's the big three, right? And yeah, he's pointing it out. To me, it was like, okay, in a weird way, this is a homage. But if we're being honest, the conversation's always been Drake, Cole, or Kendrick. Conversation's always been
in terms of status,
in terms of like who's up there. People the debate, yeah. And there's also, if personally for me, I feel like there's more names missing from it.
Yeah, but like Big Sean.
Yeah, Big Sean. Crit. Big Crit.
Tyler the Creator.
We can also go with Wale. We can also go with JID. There's a lot of people missing, but I think when people are having this conversation, they're like trying to put like, well, who's at the apex? If we're saying like who's doing the most, and those conversations are never fair because music is one of those things that's really to each their own.
I will say, if you wanted to say anything, I will always give J. Cole has a better business minded sense. Like, he has a strong business format. He has Dreamville. He has productive working artists on his label. His label drops music consistently and those artists are happy and they defend him. So J. Cole has it on the business side of style, and also on the money, how he makes his money and the audience he cultivates. No offense to Drake, but he went from singing and rapping and saying he was hard to be in the incel. I don't trust that man. He leaked his own nude on Twitter. No offense, the spaghetti noodle penis is all over the place, and now I can't trust you as a rapper. I don't see any other rapper with a spaghetti noodle. And then you have K-Dot and Kendrick Lamar, and I will say this, Kendrick Lamar reminds people what real hip-hop and rap sounds like. He gives you the storytelling. He gives you the imagery. He gives you where he came from. And the fact that you sat up here and said that his third album was boring and that his other, and it was just built up off the hype, but you go back and listen to it and you're like, oh man, this man is really saying stuff.
He's talking about To Pimp a Butterfly, right?
Yeah. And To Pimp a Butterfly is low-key one of my favorite albums, but it took a while because I was like, what the hell is he? Because you have to be in the right headspace.
It's a theme album.
All of his albums are theme. The first one is talking about like newspapers. The next one is talking about like television. One of them is a magazine. One of them is a play. So each one talks about a different form of media. But on top of that, it also talks about a different phase in his life. What is it called? The Morale Mr. Stepper
Morale
and the Big Steppers. That whole thing is talking about him coming to terms with the fact that yes, he is transphobic and homophobic, and he had to unlearn all of that stuff, and he had to deal with a lot of other stuff. None of those are radio cuts on that album. None of those are cuts that you would want to sit back and listen to. But when you take a second and sit back and listen to it, it's amazing. Same with J. Cole. J. Cole let somebody cast him up. I'm not saying he's bad for it. And I think what Kendrick was saying, I gotta poke at y'all, don't wanna poke at me because I'm not rapping right now. But look at what y'all doing. Y'all had to team up just to say some ish about me. You teamed up with my, like, he literally pretty much told Cole, stay out my way because I'm about to take out this NIGGA, Drake. But both of them came together like Voltron, being the light skin. I almost said something colorless. Ooh, I was getting so much trouble. I'm not going to say it. And everybody who has been defending J. Cole and said he bodied Kendrick, let me tell you something. No, you don't wouldn't even know what bodied is.
He didn't body Kendrick, but I will say this, though. Cole is in the lead.
Cole is not in the lead.
I do feel like he's in the lead. I feel like he was more direct.
Because
I feel like he was more direct, and that counts for something.
That song that he did, what's the name of the song? Like this, this, that, whatever.
Like that, the one that we just played?
He was, the thing about it is Cole put himself in between two people that wasn't for him.
Like that is Kendrick. Yeah. Like that is like what that, Kendrick.
Yeah. Like that was directed towards the other Canadian rapper, not the Virginia rapper.
Right.
And Cole put himself in the middle. Whether, he should have minded his business but, and let
but,
it go.
But, right. But, all right. So, just to keep this timeline. First person shooter comes out. Drake has Cole on the track. Cole on the second verse, it says, "Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot, is it RB, or me? We the big three, like we started a league, but now I feel like Muhammad Ali." And so
nothing wrong with that.
So he was saying that, and it was in a way, and this is why I had an issue where it's hard to even call who's got what right now. Because of the fact that I was like, okay, in a roundabout way, he is literally putting up like, all right, so if we're talking about music currently right now, who's right, the biggest right. three artists? And he's putting these names in discussion. So it's a roundabout way of paying, you know, homage, you know, to him right before he actually turns around and says Muhammad Ali. My thing about it is, and the reason why I get why people would put Cole at one and say Kendrick zero is because the fact that J. Cole is being direct about it. That is like, okay, now this is a diss. Now you're not, this is not even a group thing. I'm literally coming for you.
Yeah.
The problem here is, though, because actually playing Kendrick's verse again, now I'm kind of like, okay, I see hearing Cole's, it's funny enough because now hearing Cole's verse and then going back to hear Kendrick, now I'm saying like, okay, I can see why people are divided on this, because to say that Kendrick hadn't fired a shot yet and say one J. Cole one Kendrick zero is really unfair. So I'm going to go with this and kind of settle it in the way that I think it needs to be settled. And this is ultimately the way it's heading to, is literally when people just go ahead and say names, because keep in mind, like when it came to beef, a lot of times, and just even now, we know who was directed at. But yeah, but it's not until you make it direct and you get it scathing.
Okay.
You really all scathing.
Right. So you're saying we can't really call anything
this
quite
is
yet.
Just starting. This is just starting.
I would agree with that, but I'm just saying, if you had to, if you like, if you force somebody's hand to me, and all I've heard is Like That and 7 Minute Drill. I didn't hear First Person Shooter, but just going off of those two, I feel like Cole is in the lead. Whether that's fair or not, just from a momentum standpoint, I feel like Cole is in the lead. But I feel like if Kendrick responds.
So this is why
the reason First Person Shooter is an issue. He mentions the Super Bowl because Kendrick's been to the Super Bowl. Neither Drake nor J. Cole has been to the Super Bowl, because he says right here, he says, "Me and Drizzy, that shit's like the Super Bowl, man. That shit's damn near big as the Super Bowl. But the difference is, it's just two guys playing shit that they do in the studio. Niggas usually send these verses back to me and they be terrible, just like 2-year-olds. I love a dinner with a fire." So anyway. Drake is, when are we going to all admit Drake is the one who created this? He's the tyrant. He's the terrorist.
He's playing the emperor.
He is,
the Star Wars emperor.
And I don't like it. And I'm telling people, I'm like, yo, if you want, go at him. Because he, all Kendrick said to J. Cole in that verse, when you listen to it, because he was talking about Drake for the first three verses, not verses, but first three lines, was, "Stay out my way. I'm coming after him, not you." And now J. Cole jumped in saying, "Oh, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Your discography's boring, da, 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 da." And I'm fine with that. Fine. You don't, your discography's boring, but he got Pulitzer Prizes off of it. If you want to talk metrics, Kendrick's doing better than all of them, because he's had 17 Grammy Awards.
It doesn't matter,
17.
Though.
Yeah, it does matter. This is like when you tell
this
somebody,
is a battle.
I don't care if it's a battle, because I had this already happen to me. Someone told me they could do my job, and this is what J. Cole's like, "Oh, it doesn't matter. matter that you have awards. I can do the same job as you. No, it does matter, because that means the body of my peers tell me I'm better than you.
You're fact checking, but it doesn't matter. It's just like when Tupac said, "Yeah, that's why I fucked your bitch." He didn't really have sex with Faith.
He didn't.
It doesn't matter.
But at that point, it's death upon you and your family. Well, maybe not death. But definitely me saying some cuss words and making sure that every chance I get, I'm going to make sure you'll never have a good moment in your life. You want this heat? Fine, I'll give you the heat. But let me tell you, the terrorist is Drake.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree. He is being an agent of chaos right now.
Because he wants the number one spot.
Yeah, he's trying to divide and conquer, and it's going to fail on him miserably.
I hope J. Cole wakes up. Because I like Cole.
I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. From a lyricist standpoint, Drake isn't there. He is not on any level near Kendrick or Cole.
When you hear First Person Shooter, you'll understand. You will. Cole saved that song.
Yeah.
So, let me pull this up here. So the reason why I am... just thinking that this is, like I said, just getting started.
Yeah.
Is because of stuff like this. And let me pull this up.
Jimmy Jam, I use a Grammy as a doorstop. That was Drake.
All right, so hold up. I totally wasn't. Let me rewind that. I totally was making some kind of crazy ass remix.
Head on the floor, hopping out before the vehicle crash. I'm on the road yelling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am the greatest rapper alive. So damn great, motherfucker, I've died. What you hearing now is a paranormal vibe. House on the hill, house on the beach, nigga. A condo in Compton, I'm still in reach, nigga. I'm fresh out the water, I'm about to breach, nigga. The 5-foot giant woke up out of his sleep, nigga. Oh yeah, more cars, more leers, more bars, no peers, no scars, no fear. Fuck y'all, sincere, I heard the whispers, I curved the whispers. You know what the risk is, earthed in ditches, your body reverting to stiffness. The whole world going mad, bodies is adding up. Markets about to crash, niggas is fake rich, bitches is fake bad. Blacks that act white, whites that do the dab. Donald Trump is a chump, know how we feel, punk. Tell him that God coming, and Russia need a replay button. Y'all up to something. Electoral votes look like memorial votes. But America's truth ain't ignoring the votes. It's blasphemy, how many go blasphemy? I prophesized on my last song, you laughed at me. But when the shit get bracket, don't you ask for me. How many leaders go tell you the truth after me?
So
what was that?
This is the heart, part four.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I find it hard to weigh in and say score-wise. Like, if people want to say, all right, Cole got one up, okay, fine. You want to give Cole the point. This has been going on for a hot minute. They've been everybody's been flying subliminals right back to like with Big Sean, like a couple Big Sean records. This has been going on for a hot minute, mm-hmm. where people have just been doing subliminals. And ain't nobody really calling nobody out, right? So this is almost when I would appreciate somebody just going ahead saying, you know the fuck what. I'm going to get on Twitter or some shit and I'm going to call you fuck out. Like, let the beef be known, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, you know, that it never makes it on wax. The only thing we saw where it's been a bit of both, it's on social media and then it hits wax, is with Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion, right? Yep. Or most recently, which is the whole nother conversation in itself, would be Glow. And then we got JT, which... I'm not going to lie. If you're going to, side note, if you're going to talk about somebody on Shannon Sharpe's show and then get into it with them on Twitter, don't delete your shit. You might as well keep it up. But back to Kendrick and Cole. And again, I like both. Although I can honestly say, while I like Cole, I remember when KOD came out.
Yeah.
I also remember when shout out to Fly Anakin dropped his shit with Old Believe.
Yeah.
And how I was bumping the Fly Anakin album far more than I was bumping Cole shit. And mind you, I like Cole. I can also sit here and say that I remember when Cole decided to really change up everything he was talking about and made more grown man music and people was getting on him for it. Right. So my thing is, and Chris brought in a different perspective, which we got to really keep in mind, that this shit right here started with Drake. Yeah. I really like how that is a piece of this conversation that's missing. That's a piece of the conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Drake, you know, Drake doesn't do this. The only time I seen Drake really have words for anybody was Common, you know? And then, like, you know.
Meek Mills.
And Meek threw him. That's a whole nother.
Listen.
Can't even talk about Meek, because then I feel like we're going to end up talking about.
The demon?
The diddler. because.
Well, I got the perfect picture
because,
for that.
Because, oh gosh. So, to me, this whole thing, it's like, all right, Cole decided that he wanted to respond to Kendrick. All right, bet. The problem is, I feel like Cole could have just went about his business, kept it moving, dropped this shit. Because now, he put himself in a situation where it's like, I really hope you feel the way that you are feeling, because Kendrick's next response is going to be direct.
Yeah. I think he wants it.
You have to at this point. Yeah. You have to. Because, again, you can't throw the stone, hide your hand. But my whole issue with this, though, is that what I felt like it was at first, playful jab, definitely a playful jab. It's like, well, okay, now you're at the table. Now you're at the table, Cole. Now you're at the table.
But I mean, what we're saying, though, is a very good point. It somehow doesn't feel the same way as most beefs start. Because most beefs start when one person is trying to big themselves up and then swipe at another person, or they say something, or they disrespect them somehow, or get with their girl, and then a beef starts from that.
Right?
Or just wanting to say, I am the number one, and then somebody responds. That's how it starts. But in this case, it started from Drake.
Drake, I think, pretty much just kept lighting the flame. Like, that shit goes out and then Drake lights it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And meanwhile, we have, you know, this tension that's just been brewing amongst the three of them for a long time.
Yeah.
Which, at this point, now, it's like, well, you know, maybe we'll get to see this finally play out. It's like, a lot of y'all need to lay y'all cards down, because instead of walking around doing these subliminals, just come out and get it over with.
See, we're from the old school too. We're from the days where people didn't take half measures. You know what I mean?
There was no half measures. It was jabs.
Just like cannabis and LL. Can I bust?
If Faye had kids. Probably had Tupac.
Get it?
Right.
Tupac.
Right. Like, you was hit. It was the lightest jab with the name call. That's how the light jab started. It would be a name call. And then, of course, the infamous hit him up, like, where it's like, you know, gunshots every. Right. Like, what the heck? Because to me, and this is why I feel. Talking about rap in particular, why I have been more so robotic, I think, when it comes to, I'm not going to say robotic, but I've been more laid back with who I listen to versus how I used to be about it. Mm-hmm. Because it used to be you had the mainstream and then you had independent. And independent is where you got all that hardcore old school shit.
Right.
With mainstream having some artists like that. Now that shit has really phased out where the mainstream doesn't even have the more popular artists. And then you're seeing a lot of the mainstream artists, you know, Lox, for example, where they actually start working with more independent artists.
Right.
But that's because they really get to be themselves in that zone.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's changed now. Like the way that beef got handled on Wax is so different. And, you know, now it's more like, oh, social media. So now social media is the thing. People go back and forth. The fans weigh in. It's stupid. Nobody's really taking it to an album like that, with the exception of Nicki. Whether or not you liked her diss, at least she was putting something on Wax. Then you got the fact that Meg came back and like went ahead, like, yo, let me go ahead and drop this shit, and literally was clocking. Yeah. Right. So I'm like, this is crazy enough because people don't want to hear it. That's what makes it crazy. But women right now in rap have been the ones that literally are battling and literally coming out being far more direct.
Yeah.
And so all you dudes that really get in your feelings, it's like, yeah, but your faves are like doing more subliminals, man. Yeah. And like,
the women ain't wearing gloves over here.
Like, they stop. And because it's getting to a point you can't. And that's what this is now. Is like, you got to stop doing these subliminals. Like, you just got to come out and get it. And that's what fans want. And for anybody, you know, tagging the part and say, oh, well, nah, they still do. Like, yo, trust and believe what folks really want to see, if anything, is really seeing people get called out.
Yeah.
Literally going to war over Wax.
Yeah.
Over Wax. And the reason why I'm not even one of the judges, because listen, all right, so Cole wants to talk about the album being boring and all that stuff. Bro, they were saying the same thing about your shit. And I like your shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, the fact that, you know, To Pimp the Butterfly was an album that you had to sit down with, was something that I actually can respect. Because when it first came out, I admittedly wasn't a huge fan myself. I sat down and listened to that album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, with a piss off most Kendrick fans anyway, my favorite album is Damn.
That is a good album. Yeah, like, it is a solid album.
That's a lot
album.
Of people's yeah. favorite album.
Yeah, it's my favorite album because I felt as though it is. One, it's definitely, if you never heard Kendrick, I think it's a great album to get into. My next favorite after that is Section 80, right? But I've grown with Kendrick. I didn't actually, like, I started with Section 80, but I've grown with him. And I like listening to Kendrick, period. And to what, you know, it was said earlier, I do feel Kendrick is like, hey, you know what? I'm going to make y'all think with this music. And he's doing this thing. So for Cole to come out and call him boring, that's like, but you was making grown man music too, bro.
Yeah.
And so I know 9 times out of 10 is just, you know what, he firing shots because shots was fired at him.
Right.
But my thing is, if we're going to really put up scores, I don't want to count the 7-minute drill, which is not even a 7-minute long song. I don't want to count that as his one. I don't want to, because I'm going to tell you right now.
I feel it's incomplete.
It's not even so much incomplete to me. What it is just, I'm a fire a shot because a shot was fired at me. This is not incomplete. From where I think my perspective is on this, just my opinion, blood ain't bulling enough. And what we really are going to get from this is when Kendrick responds. That's when you're going to get the real Cole, the real battler, the real versus, the real, this is how I truly feel. Yeah, no subliminals.
I'm looking forward to his response.
That's the diss. That's going to be the diss, right? This is light work, even for both of them.
Yeah.
Because when I listen to what Kendrick said, even on like that, nah. Because you go back to the heart, that man changed up the beat.
Right.
And then decided to go in for Dolo.
Right. But here's the thing I want people to remember. So here's the thing that I think really got under Kendrick's skin. How you going to do an album with me? Scrap it. You only can give me a verse on a song, and I think that's on J. Cole's second album. But you did a whole verse with my op. With my op. That Ben said he my op. That's a level like, yo, if I have respect for you, I don't got respect for you no more. So when Kendrick comes out, the real, like, yeah, he going to take real shots. Cole will take real shots. And then we'll have both of them at the Grammys. And will this be Cole's first Grammy for Rap Album of the Year? Or will this be Kendrick's 18th Grammy for Rap Album of the Year? Not just a rap album.
And
but,
if I'm not mistaken, Cole has a actual album on the way. This right here is more of a mixtape.
Yeah, he does.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Just to make it clear, Kendrick Lamar's top album, To Pimp a Butterfly, won the Pulitzer Prize for Distinguished Musical Composition by an American, which means that lyrically, people who studied English, who studied literature, said this is composed is actually better than what most people read in books, novels, and all of them got those because it's musical composition. But you get what I'm saying? It's not. I ain't playing with y'all. Drake, the Scorpio done got the air signs fighting, and that's an issue.
Whether Drake started this or not,
he did.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So yeah.
Even though
Drake started it, this is what Cole wants. He wants to get into the ring. Obviously,
that's fine.
And If I were a betting man, I think Kendrick eventually is going to wash him. That's just my prediction.
I will have to send this section to several people that I know. Yeah, I send this to several people that I know.
Oh, okay.
Because they were trying to tell me that Cole washed them. And I said, well, what?
You can't
with
say
water,
that yet.
With water that
you
dried up before
yet.
Soap touched the
because
eye.
Because like Elle said, this is building up to the real fight. We're not there yet. We can't call a winner at all.
Right.
Until both people have had their chance to, you know.
Right. Thank you. Okay.
Go tit for tat. So
facts.
I think I'm done with that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like the amount of people going back and forth about it on social media has been interesting. But to me, we're just getting started, y'all.
Yeah.
We're just getting started.
Yeah.
So with that, you know what? We are up for time.
Are we already there? Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? We'll follow up.
So I just wanted to, you know, say that I have gone through something that I have finally overcome. I just got a certification at my job that has given me more money, and all I have done now for the past day is figure out ways that I didn't deserve it, you know. Beating myself up about it, you know, because I'll be honest with, I want to be honest with you, I was like trying to ask for help with certain questions and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, I did the work that was necessary to complete this test, and we can always find something to beat ourselves up about, to tear ourselves down. So I don't want anybody to be their own worst enemy, you know, because all of us are worthy of success here. All of us, whether we want to admit it or not, we get in this mode that somehow we don't deserve the good things that happen to us in this life. And that's not true. Because we're all capable of greatness, and we all really deserve, when you put in the hard work like I have, like I'm sure you have, and you finally get what you deserve and probably even more, it's hard sometimes to understand that it's okay to accept the good things in life. And it's like, you know, you might be surprised that you have to say that to yourself, but sometimes you do, because we're so used to things maybe not going our way, to, you know, coming up short, that we have to remind ourselves to accept it when it goes right, okay? So if you have overcome something, or you're still trying to overcome something, know that once you get there, it's okay to enjoy your victory, because there's always, you know, like I said earlier in this podcast, the sky is always falling tomorrow. So try not to make it, so, you know, try, if that's true and tomorrow is not promised, then let's not beat ourselves up more than what is already brought to us. Just live your life and enjoy it, and enjoy the rewards from it.
Word.
Love it.
Word said. Well said, man. Well said. All right, so, you know, with that, it's been another episode of 3ABP. I am one of your hosts.
Big Rob is signing off.
Hey, it's me, Chris. Have a great day.
I didn't even say my name. Lorenzo.
Lorenzo is out, too.
We're not perfect. We're
just freebase them cicadas.
Why are you... Okay, so I'm going to add cicadas. Freebase life... Free base life or free base cicadas? What do you want to call it? Free base cicadas? Is that what you want to call it? Free base life or free base cicadas, man?
I like free basing. Yeah. I think either one is good. Either or. I don't think you can go wrong, because nobody.
Free basing cicadas, I swear. We're not getting sponsored this year. Or maybe we will. Maybe we freaking will.
You never know. I feel like we will.
Gosh. Anyway, y'all, this has been another episode. We appreciate you listening. If you enjoyed what you heard and you just, you know, want to do us a solid, we appreciate it. Give us a 5-star rating, whether you get your podcast, if that's on Apple, if that's on Spotify. We appreciate it. Make sure you follow us for more content. Hey, you need additional content, subscribe to us on Patreon at only $2 a month, and that will get you access to bonus content, conversations, and also special things that we're going to be preparing for our members for being a subscriber. So with all that being said, take care of yourself, and we will catch you next time.
Peace out.
Peace.
Bye.
Yo, what the fuck?
To be continued.
Yeah.